women and children on the Gaza Strip is unacceptable. South Africa on Monday recalled its ambassador to Israel, Sisang Ngobani, with immediate effect. As many as 58 people are reported to have been shot dead, including 6 children, and more than 2,700 have been injured after being fired on with live ammunition by Israeli snipers. Thousands of Palestinians were protesting the opening of the United States Embassy in East Jerusalem, which has been relocated from Tel Aviv. Sisulu has urged the Israeli Defense Force to exercise restraint. The minister says that she contacted U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about possibly delaying America's official recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Former President Jacob Zuma is expected to file an application to challenge prosecution's boss Sean Abraham's decision not to accept his representations and allow the criminal case against him to proceed. Zuma made his first appearance in the Durban High Court last month alongside a French arms firm on 16 charges related to the multi-billion rand arms deal. The former president fought a lengthy legal battle against the DA to ensure the case does not proceed. Last year, however, the Supreme Court of Appeal set aside the 2009 decision to withdraw charges against him. Now, Zuma is expected to have another try at ensuring he is not prosecuted on charges including fraud and corruption, an extension of a legal battle that he has waged for nearly a decade. After the matter was postponed in the High Court last month, Zuma's attorney Michael Hulley says they would launch a review application by the 15th of May. However, the National Prosecutor